Hello, Katambay. Matatapos na naman ang taon. Year 2023 is almost done. But before it ends, I need you to take note of these questions. Questions na kailangan mong itanong sa sarili mo bago matapos ang taong 2023. Questions that would bless you para sa nalalapit na taong 2024. So in our tambayan ngayon, these are questions that I need to throw sa iyo, Katambay. Questions that you need to ask yourself before 2023 ends. Ready ka na? Let's do this. Hello mga Katambay, welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep, and this is powered by the Abundance Network. I am your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a preacher, or a feast builder. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year! Merry Christmas and a blessed 2024 sa iyo, Katambay. Ang dami na nating pinagdaanan ngayong taong 2023. And here we are, still getting stronger, getting better. That's our declaration, Katambay. Ha? As we end 2023, maraming salamat po sa iyo for hanging out with me dito sa ating paboritong tambayan. Thank you for sharing. Thank you so much for interacting. Thank you so much for listening, Katambay. And in return, I will continue to do my best, most especially sa nalalapit pong taon, in coaching you through this podcast, right? Pero bago matapos ang taon na ito, syempre may pabaon po ang inyong coach, okay? In this episode, I want to share 4 questions that you need to ask yourself before 2023 ends. The thing is, 5 po ito. May una na akong tawag dito, tinanong last December 20, nag-live po ako sa aking account, Facebook account, Philip Sumera, Philip Roland Sumera. You could look for it, you could follow it, or naka-team replay naman po yan. I shared the link doon sa aking Facebook page na Coach Lep. You could look for it, follow it, and hanapin nyo po yung last na December 20 posting ko, na nag-live po ako, and I shared the first question that we need to ask. No? So, 5 talaga itong mga tanong na to. Pero sa podcast na ito, sa episode na ito, I'm going to share 4 questions. So, let us begin. The first question that we need to ask ourselves, okay? Bago matapos itong taon na ito, this is the first question. What are my big, great blessings this year? So, what I need you to do, Katambay, is to grab maybe your phone, or maybe you're in your laptop, you're listening to this, or grab a paper. And then I just need you to list down all the great, big, and even the small blessings this year, ngayong taong 2023. Ano ang mga answered prayer mo ngayong taon na ito? So you could press pause while you're doing this, because I'm sure madami yan. Okay? So, go ahead, list it down. Okay, so I hope that after you listed everything na naaalala mo, na blessings mo, maliit man yan, and grande man yan, basta mga blessing na kinukonsider mo, no, I hope that as you write it, nakangiti ka. I hope that as you recall all these things, alam mo yun, parang you're also amazed that, wow, oh, blessing ito. Wow, grabe. Nakuha ko to. Nagawa ko ito. Na-bless ako. Biniyayahan ako ng Diyos nito. These are blessings. And why do we need to answer this question? Why do we need to ask this question? Well, gratitude. That's one thing that we need. That's one thing that we need to learn. That's one thing na dapat ma-recognize as well natin dito sa taon na ito. for us to be grateful for all the good things, for all the beautiful things, for all the blessings that the Lord has given us. Gratitude is a great, great, great attitude na dapat dalhin din natin next year. Na dapat as well matutunan natin ngayong taong ito. Yes, life is filled with challenges. Walang exempted dyan. Lahat talaga tayo may mga hardship na ma-encounter sa buhay. May mga challenges. May mga failures. May mga rejections. There's also no in our year 2023. Ano ibig sabihin ng no? Mga no's answered prayer natin. But I need you to, again, tinuturo ko to dito sa podcast ko that we need to redefine all those things. Don't get stuck with all those no's. And then look beyond. Look in the lens of God. Seek, ano Lord ang ginagawa mo with this no? Because at the end of the day, blessing pa rin yan. Ang dami kong no na na-encounter that I am grateful na buti na lang no. Kasi there's a better one coming pala. Diba? So, there are a lot of blessings that we need to recognize, that we need to see every day sa buhay natin. And this is, again, why we need to start with this question. What are my blessings? Big, grand, great, and even small blessings this year. So I hope, katambay, that as we end this year, bit-bit natin yung ugaling matutong magpasalamat. Ma-recognize ang biyaya. Because in the process as well, when you're doing this, hindi ka maiinggit. Hindi ka magko-compare. Di ba? So napakagandang baunin para sa susunod na taong 2024. Okay? Let's move on. Second question that we need to ask ourselves before this year end is, what challenges have I overcome this year? Ganda nung tanong, di ba? Ano yung mga hardship na yan? Sinabi ko kanina, di ba? Wala naman exempted. Lahat tayo meron yan. Pero ano yung mga challenges na yan? Write it down. List it down, katambay. Okay? So again, you could press pause dito sa episode na ito, sa show na ito. And then I need you just to write it down. Lahat ng maaalala mong challenges na na-overcome mo. Okay? Go ahead, katambay. All right. Look back, look back. Tingnan mo yung listahan mo. Tingnan mo, tingnan mo, tingnan mo yung listahan mo. You see, you've been through a lot. Pero I am so happy for you. Why? Kasi you did not get stuck. Kasi hindi ka nagpatalo. Kasi hindi ka nag-quit as well. Pinaglaban mo, nagpatuloy ka, and this is something na bitbitin mo, katambay. Why do we need to ask this question? So that you could see that naging resilient ka ngayong taon na ito. Ano pa? So that you could see that, hey, you're an overcomer. You have, tawag dito, passed all those struggles. You have overcome all those challenges and you have emerged victorious. Kaya kailangan mong itanong ito sa sarili mo is for you to be reminded that katambay, you're a champion. That's who you are. And I need you to have that identity as you move forward the year 2024. Just imagine, you got this mindset. You got this identity. And here you are, entering year 2024. Again, a year filled with so much challenges. Again, a year that is filled with so much hardship. Pero what's good is kilala mo na kung sino ka. That you're a champion. You're God's beloved. You're God's powerful champion. Okay? And thank you, Lord, for giving us this identity, for reminding us who we really are. Kaya naman ang gandang balikan itong mga challenges na ito. Ang gandang balikan, i-recall kung ano yung mga nalagpasan mo na. Okay? So I need you to ask that question again, Katambay. I need you to list it down. Balikan mo, ilista mo, tignan mo kung ano na yung mga nalagpasan mo. And I love it that you get to, alam mo yun, think, recall, look back in those things. Kasi kung meron kang thinking na ang daming binato sa'yo ng mundo, iniharang ng mundo sa'yo patungo dun sa mga pangarap mo, pero now that as you look back, you get to see na nalagpasan mo, kinaya mo, ang gandang, alam mo yun, fuel ito, that kung ito nga nalagpasan ko, ano pa kaya yung mga susunod pa? Diba? Because you know that kinakaya mo eh. You know that the good God as well is with you. Kaya mo nalagpasan. And it's a good, again, ang gandang baon as you face all the challenges for next year. That you know that that good Lord has equipped you, empower you, bless you, strengthen you. Kaya mo nalagpasan yung mga challenges ng year 2023, then what's beautiful here, what's good here is that you know that that good Lord will also be with you for the year 2024. Yeah, get ready, champ. All right? Tag team kayo ni Lord for this coming year. That's why you need to ask this question, what challenges have you overcome? Have we overcome ngayong taon na ito? Now, before I proceed, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Hey guys, Burns Okazi here. Thanks for tuning in to The Abundance Network. Just want to drop in and ask you something. Are you also that type of person who gets so scared and frustrated whenever your friends ask you why Catholics worship Mary and the saints and you just don't know how to answer? Have you ever wondered how to properly read and really understand the Bible as a Catholic? Wow, I know those are very, very interesting and deep geek out questions. So please join me in Unboxing Catholicism as we discover the richness, truth, and beauty of our faith and learn to defend it clearly without being preachy. See you there!
Alright, so I encourage you to listen to them after you finish listening to this episode. Let's move on. Third question that you need to ask yourself before 2023 and is this. What do I need to improve next year? Yeah, di ba? After learning your blessings, after seeing kung ano yung mga na-overcome mo na, and then you will reminded now of, tawag dito, who you really are, of your true identity. Now, you need to ask this question, ano yung kailangan ko namang i-improve para next year? Okay? You might be thinking, Coach, improve? Di ba, reminder, identity nga na champion na ako eh. Ano pang dapat kong i-improve? Ako na yung champion. The thing is this, yung mga champions, they were always challenged. Di ba? Let's have an example. For example, NBA. Recently kasi I am really watching, no? And I love yung mga laban ngayon, no? Talagang, yes, maraming magagaling, pero talagang wala kang masabing underdog dahil talagang may binubuga pa rin, di ba? And the thing is, yung mga champion, yung champion last year, okay, they need to defend their title. And that's why tayo, we need to ask this question, what do I need to improve next year? Anong kailangan kong gawin? Anong kailangan kong tawag dito, ayusin pa sa akin? Ano pang kailangan kong matutunan para talaga ma-defend ko yung title para the year 2024, I will still be the reigning champion. I will still be the champion. Okay? So ano kailangan ko pang ayusin? The thing is this, you don't get stuck pa rin kahit nandudun ka na sa, alam, tawag ito, identity champion. Kasi kadalasan, we tend to be relaxed na, petix na. I'm the champ. Hindi. So, kung may craft ka at na-master mo na ito, always think, paano ko pa ito i-enhance? So, ganun din as you think about how to improve. Paano ko pa i-enhance yung skill ko? Ano pang pwede kong aralin? Ano pang pwede kong gawin? I actually asked this question lately sa aking asawa. As a preacher, ano pang kailangan kong gawin at i-add sa sarili ko so that I could give more value, so that I could share Jesus more to others? Because at the end of the day, I don't want to be complacent with the growth that I got this year. So sana ganun ka rin, Katambay. Don't be complacent kung ano yung growth na nagampanan mo na ngayong taon. Continue growing. Because as you continue to grow, there will be more fruits for you. More fruits that you will bear. And what's good with those fruits, it's yes, namunga ka, pero marami kang mabibigyan. Marami kang matutulungan. Okay? So, this is why we need to always ask this question. Ask this question before this year end. What do I need to improve? And part of asking this question, what do I need to improve, is I need you to also consider this. As you think of what you need to improve, what do you need to leave behind? So there's a follow-up question to this third question. Okay? What is it that you need to leave behind this year? What is it that's not anymore helping? Don't be afraid to let go of the things that is not already helping you, that's not anymore helping you. Don't be afraid to let go of even people that you feel like hindi na healthy eh, hindi na tama eh, hindi na okay eh. Alright? Your goal is growth. Your goal is to improve. Your goal is still progress. Your goal is still to be there where you want to be. Kung nagampanan mo, nagawa mo yung mga goal mo for this year, very good. Great job. Thumbs up for you, Katambay. Pero don't get stuck there. Now that you've reached this goal, continue. Set another goal. Okay? Dapat hindi maging stagnant. Dapat hindi ma-stuck. Dapat nagpapatuloy. What's important here, it's what's next. Alright? Gets mo, Katambay? So what do I need to improve para sa susunod na taon? My last question. Last question that you need to ask yourself before 2023 end. What can I start today that will give me a momentum with my goals or dreams next year? I love this. Super gusto ko ito. What can I start today? Anong pwede ko nang gawin ngayon? The thing is this, Katambay. You don't set and start your goals next year. No, you do it now. You do it now. Ngayon na naririnig mo to. December pa lang. I know you will set New Year's resolution. I'm going to be talking about it next year. Pero, dapat sinisimulan mo na yung New Year's resolution mo today. Ngayon, nagsiset ka na. And at the same time, as you set these goals, you set these dreams, may maliliit na hakbang ka nang dapat gawin today. May maliit ka nang dapat ginagawa. Small steps, starting already the journey today, not next year. Sasabihin mo na naman, ayusin ko na yung health ko next year. No, you do it now. You start now. Magbawas ka na ng mga unhealthy foods, okay? You start doing walking, exercise. You start now. Mag-iipon na ako next year para makuha ko yung goal ko, tawag dito, na ganitong amount. No, you start today. You start with 5 pesos today. You start with 20 pesos today, 50 pesos, 100, 500, 1,000. No, you start today. Okay? Yung insurance ng anak ko, talagang pinag-iipunan ko po yan. Okay? And maaga ko siyang natapos na pag-ipunan this year. Kaya tawag, annual kasi kaming magbayad. So, kakabayad lang namin this month kasi every December kaming babayad. Pero since natapos ko na siya, before pa man mag-December, alam nyo ba, after kong natapos, hindi ako huminto. Nag-start na uli ako mag-ipon for next year. And alam nyo, as I check, yung ipon ko, yung target na ipon para doon sa insurance na anak ko, halfway na ako kagad. Hindi pa natatapos yung taon. That's what I'm saying. You do it now. You don't delay. No. I think I already shared this in this podcast. Paulit-ulit ko na rin po sinasabi to. Stop procrastinating. Because at most of the time, the enemy wants this tactic, wants this temptation sa atin for us to delay, not to be successful, not to be victorious, not to love. Dahil dinedelay natin eh. Okay? So, ganun din. So, it's important that you start today. Again, dream now. Set your goals now. Okay? Yung mga pangalap mo na gagawin next year, you start doing it now. Small steps, little steps that you need to do para makatulong na dun sa mga pangarap mo next year. Bakit ba? Ba't kailangan ngayon na? Importante yung may momentum ka na. Iba yung magsisimula ka pa lang ng January sa nakapagsimula ka na ngayon. Gets mo, Katambay? Ibang momentum nun. Iba yung mood mo as well. Iba yung conviction mo at commitment mo. All the more that you will be consistent in what you do. Kasi nasimulan mo na. This is why this is important. This question is very, very important. So again, let's recap yung ating four questions that we need to ask ourselves before this year. And first, what are my big blessings this year? Bakit natin kailangan tanong to? Gratitude. Matuto tayong mag-recognize ng mga blessing natin. Second, what challenges have I overcome this year? Bakit natin kailangan tanong to? For us to be reminded that we are champions, that we are overcomers, that we can get to where we want to be, where we want to go. Okay? Third, what do I need to improve next year? Why do we need to ask this? Para hindi tayo maging complacent. Alright? And fourth, what can I start today that will give me a momentum with my goals or dreams next year? Okay? So, why do we need to ask this? Again, the word is already there for us to have this momentum para makapagsimula na kagad tayo. Okay? I am praying for you, Katambay, that as you end 2023, you end it strong, you end it good, you end it blessed. You recognize yourself that you are blessed. And I need you to do this. Listen to this, Katambay. I need you to do this. Repeat after me. I am so proud of myself. Repeat it. One more time, say it. I am so proud of myself. Marami kang pinagdaanan. There are good times, there are bad times. But please don't see yourself as a failure. Don't see yourself as, alam yun, this is a bad, bad year. No, don't declare that. Don't declare that. Bad lang yung situation. Bad lang yung nangyari. Hindi yung buong taon. Hindi ikaw yung bad. Okay? Declaration words are powerful. So don't say this. Don't declare this. At the end of the day, naging bad man yung mga nangyari, hindi man okay, no? Still say that I am proud of myself. Kasi kinakaya pa rin. Kasi hindi ako sumusuko. Kasi magpapatuloy pa rin. And this is our declaration that 2024 will be better. 2024, Lord, bless this coming year. And we declare that the best is yet to come. Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the year 2023. Thank you, Lord, for all the challenges, the surprises, the blessings, most especially, O Lord God. Thank you for always being with us. Thank you for your loving presence. Thank you for your mighty presence that, Lord, hindi namin kakayanin itong taong to kung wala ka. Kinaya lang naman namin dahil may grasya. Kinaya lang naman namin dahil kasama ka namin. And Lord, our declaration for next year, please continue to be with us. Please continue to bless us. Please continue to empower us. And Lord, I pray for this person listening right now. I pray for his heart or her heart. I pray, O Lord God, that may you continue to encourage this person, empower this person. That true enough, you have a beautiful plan for this person, O Lord God. May we decide, Lord, to work with you. I think that's what's important for the coming year. That we do our part and we believe that you're also doing your part. We declare victory, O Lord God. We declare blessings. We declare healing. We declare forgiveness. We declare abundance for the upcoming year. In your mighty and loving name, O Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Maraming salamat, Katambay, for your time and for listening. Thank you so much for hanging out with me again ngayong taong 2023. Follow me ako, Katambay, dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at iba pang platform na pinakikinggan mo ito. Please, pakiusap ko naman po, pakirate nyo naman po itong podcast ko. Malaking tulong po sa akin yan para marami pa tayong maimbitahang makitambay dito sa ating paboritong tambayan. You could message me sa aking email, tambayanwithcoachlep@gmail.com. Thank you so much again sa iyo, Katambay. Thank you so much, The Abundance Network. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the year 2023. And we are looking forward for a better, brighter 2024. Stay great, everybody. Be mightily blessed.